As some of you may recall, one of the things that we that I have been doing, one of the reasons, or one of the areas where I'm focusing my material on for the devotionals, is on whatever my wife and I happened to read the night before. And I just happened to read last night Revelation chapter 6 through 11. So a lot of what Sam covered today, I remember reading from last night, and I was like, oh, please don't read the section that I was gonna talk about. I want to talk about that, and maybe he'll mention something, and maybe he won't. But the section that we're going to be reading today is from Revelation chapter 10. And we're going to be looking at verses 8 through 11. 8 through 11. We got in our stockings for Christmas a lot of candy. And this is just a couple pieces right here. Here's a piece of chocolate Kohl. It's very delicious, isn't it? It tastes sweet, it tastes yummy. But if you eat too much of it, what happens? Well, you end up getting sick, right? It ends up not feeling great in your stomach. And that's what we got to tell the kids all the time. We got to tell the kids, don't eat too much candy, otherwise you're going to get a tummy ache. Now, our kids are allowed maybe one or two pieces of candy a day if we're feeling generous. So they don't have to worry about that as yet. But they're only, 2 and 3 years old. I'm sure when they get older, they'll probably eat more candy later on. But for right now, they don't eat a whole lot, and so they don't understand the reality of getting a tummy ache from eating too much candy. Well, there's something like that. It seems to be happening here in Revelation chapter 10. So let's read this passage here. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth." So I went to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little book." And he said to me, "Take and eat it." Excuse me. And he said, "Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." So when you think about a passage like this, you think, boy, there's a lot of symbolism there, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't want to necessarily spend too much time talking about that because, well, it's beyond the purview of this devotional. But the Word of God is like that very often, isn't it? Sometimes we look at the promises and we see just how sweet they are and we fill up on them, but in the end we have to recognize that sometimes judgment comes in what's being said too. Sweet are the promises, yes, but we also have to recognize that there are some judgments that come. There's some the Word of God ultimately ends up becoming bittersweet because we see that we have the promises of God are so wonderful, but also his judgments are so terrible. And so, recognizing, of course, that he is a just God, he is a fair God. So when we are going through this life, we see that we can't just look at the sweet parts, right? We have to take it all. And that's what a lot of people do. They look at the mystery and they think, as Sam was talking about today, they look at the mystery and they think, man, I love the fact that it's a mystery. It's something that I might not be able to understand, but I can really get into that because it could mean anything. Well, no, that's not the truth, most of the time anyway. When it comes to certain mysteries, yeah, Sam is absolutely right that especially the book of Revelation, lots of mysteries in there, but it was certainly easier, much easier to interpret by those who to whom it was originally written, because they had the historical and the cultural context from which to draw upon. We don't have that context in our own lives, but we can look at their context and try to our best to understand it from our 21st century perspective. But we have to understand that we can't just look at the sweet things. We have to take it all. You know, there's that mystery, the fact that mystery has been revealed and the truth has been revealed. You know, what does Jesus say? Looking at all the mysteries that we see that are talked about, the mysteries are revealed. Jesus has said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. You know, it is true where Peter says that there are some passages that are difficult to understand in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. He says that there are some scriptures, especially the works of Paul, that are difficult to understand. But ultimately the mystery has been revealed. And we have to recognize that that the sweet parts are sweet, but we have to look at the bitter parts too. We have to recognize, yeah, there's a heaven, and heaven is going to be sweet, but you know what? There's a hell too. And that's something that we have to recognize, the reality of both, the reality of his love and the reality of his judgment. Because if we just take one and forget the other, then we lose the meaning of both, don't we? And what we need to do is recognize that there is so much in the scriptures that we must understand. Are we going to understand all of it perfectly? No, probably not. There are some things difficult to understand, but in the end, we will know the truth. We will know what we need to do in order to be saved, in order to be made free from sin. We will know what to do and how to accomplish that goal. And you know, when I was in a particular denomination that believed a certain way about the book of Revelation, one of the things I was told was, one of the questions I was asked, can you learn the message of salvation if you read from Genesis to Jude? And the answer is, well, yeah, you ought to be able to know what to do to be saved if you read just that part. I mean, Revelation certainly is important, and it's a book of the Bible, and we should study it and try to understand it. But can we know what to do to be saved if we look just at the other 65 books? Well, yeah, we can. So while there are things that are difficult to understand, the message of salvation is not one of them. The message of salvation is absolutely true, and it's part of the sweetness that comes from the Word of God. But part of that is to avoid the bitter aspect of it as well, to avoid the judgment that comes in the that is embedded in the Scriptures, that is embedded in the Word of God. So, what do we need to do in order to avoid that bitterness? Well, first off, we can't avoid that bitterness. we have to accept it and recognize that it's a reality. But what we can do is embrace the sweetness, embrace heaven. And in order to do that, we need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to know what to do to be saved and obey that sweet, sweet gospel. And so what do we need to do? Well, we need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We need to repent of the sins that we have done, turn away from the wicked things, because, you know, yeah, there is that, there is heaven, but then there's that hell that we need to avoid. And the repentance that we accomplish in that will help steer us toward that heavenly goal and away from the damnation of hell. And so if we gear towards that and repent, then man, that's a great thing. Of course, repentance alone is not good enough. We've got to believe. We've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We've got to confess the name of Jesus Christ, and we have to be baptized for the remission of our sins. You know, turning away from sin is great, but ultimately we have to be washed from our sin as well. And that's what it is to be baptized, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that occurs through baptism. So we need to do that to make sure that we have secured our place in heaven. And not only that, but we have to live faithfully, continue to live as a Christian, and to live according to his will and to his precepts. At the same time, if you, and that's what you need to do to become a Christian. And if you need to do that, let us know about that. There'll be instructions on the screen in just a moment for you to be able to see what to do to obey the gospel, and we can talk about that and help you do just that. If you need to obey the gospel this evening, please let us know. Please let us know about that. And if you are, if you have already obeyed the gospel and you need to repent, you need to steer clear of the bitter aspects and try your best to go for the sweetness, then man, do that too. Do that too, so that and repent of your sin, and let us know so that we can pray for you. And if you need to confess anything to us, then we'll listen to that. And you can do so privately, you can do so publicly, whatever you feel is the most appropriate. So at this time, please obey the gospel, make things right with God, because you know it could be too late, and you need to make sure that you are that things are right with God, that you are right with God today. Don't delay. Now is the time. Please, if you have a need, let us know about that as we sing this song.